Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Duke and State open the season in typical ACC fashion. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Consider how the Blue Devils and Wolfpack began as heavy favorites and looked like they could have lost after three quarters. Duke had tons more size and speed than Elon. State was looking to make up for the bowl game it gave away to East Carolina last year. Somehow, both were still one-score games early in the fourth. If you watch them, compare what you might see this weekend involving SEC and Big Ten teams. As usual, there will be no comparison. Sorry. Both ACC teams are at home, State with the regular capacity crowd that is one big party from an hour before kickoff through the dramatic last drive. Duke had another turnout that looked like the visiting team brought as many fans as Dukies who showed up. Each team has exciting quarterbacks who could have great seasons. Darian Mensah is the transfer the Blue Devils really needed. The sophomore was rumored to receive seven figures for coming from Tulane, where Duke will visit in week three and may be an underdog. Mensah had a slow start, which was expected with all the hype, but finished with 389 yards passing and three touchdowns, no picks. He led three TD drives in the fourth quarter that turned a close game into a blowout final score of 45-17. Sophomore C.J. Bailey showed why State could be very dangerous on offense this season, even with a running game almost as bad as East Carolina's. Bailey was the star with 340 yards of total offense that included running and passing touchdowns. The Pirates ran for a paltry 30 yards, which is about one-third of the winning touchdown jaunt that pulled out the Military Bowl win last December when it looked like State had the W in the bag. Both games had explosive plays by explosive players. The Blue Devils kept allowing Little Elon to stay within one score before finishing with more than 500 yards of total offense, another reason it should have been a rout early on, when the Phoenix's barely 6-foot QB Landon Clark looked almost as good as Mensah. ECU's senior transfer quarterback Caton Hauser, who played some at Michigan State before downgrading to Greenville, looked rattled with the State crowd roaring, but he outplayed Bailey in the second half and could not convert a 4th-and-1 in the Wolfpack red zone that would have tied the game or won it with a 2-point conversion in the last minute of play. Hauser wound up at 382 yards of the Pirates' total offense, with the rest of the team having 47. State coach Dave Doran looked pale at the prospect of ECU doing it again and left the field as a half-happy man. His next four games against Virginia, Wake Forest, Duke, and Virginia Tech will tell us more than we learned about State on opening night. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.